Lawin Media Network.
Bringing to you the most relevant content across all platforms.
Business, legal, politics, health, lifestyle, and entertainment.
Your source for all the news and updates in the greater Houston community from Texas and all over the world.
Get informed and empowered with Lawin Media Network.
Good evening, Texas. Good morning, Philippines. And hello to everyone who are actually watching us right now all over the world, because we are available online and we are live. I'm your host, Aileen Ligutizon. I am the current president of the Philippine American Chamber of Commerce of Texas. And I'm also, or PACCTX, or PACC Texas for short. And I'm also a licensed attorney here in the state of Texas and in the Philippines. And I'd like to welcome you all to PACCTX Connect. It is our monthly live stream and podcast. And this is sponsored by, of course, our chamber and brought to you live by Lawin Media Network. And tonight we will be joined by a panelist of leaders in the community and, of course, leaders in our chamber as well. And this will be an interesting conversation about a very timely topic. If you are a professional, you are a business owner, or you are you own a multi national company, so this topic will be very beneficial to for all of you. Now, I'd like you to know that we are live every first Wednesday of the month. From 7 p.m. Oh, we changed the time. Sorry about that. We are now live 8:30 p.m. Central Time. That will be 9:30 a.m. if you are in the Philippines. And, of course, you can watch us live on the Facebook page and YouTube channel of Lawin Media Network. And if you miss the live show, you can listen to us because we are available on over 15 podcasts like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and many more. So tonight, our topic is all about I-N-N-O-V-A-T-I-O-N, innovation. Did I spell it right? Ha, of course. Tonight, we are featuring entrepreneurs and leaders, as I've mentioned earlier. They are leaders in our chamber. They are serving on the board or officers. So they will be able to give you a lot of insights and information that you can use in your daily lives and, of course, in your business. So, but again, don't forget, if you're watching us live, we want to hear also from you. So you can drop your comments in the chat and we'll try to read them over throughout the show. And if you have any specific questions to our panelists, feel free to drop that questions in the chat. All right, so let's get started. Well, it is our practice here in PACC TX Connect to ask questions to know more about our leaders who are joining us tonight. We ask them interesting questions and we try to connect it with our topic as well. So the question that I will be asking our panelists is, let's show that on the screen. If you had a magic wand and could instantly innovate one part of your body, one part lang, which part would you choose? What would the innovation be and why? So let's bring them in and let's hear their answers. Let's call first our board member from Dallas-Fort Worth region, Greta. Greta, you here?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Of course. How are you? Okay.
Good evening, everybody. So do you almost answer the first question?
Yes, go ahead.
Well, the part of my body that I'd like to be different will be my brain. I want it to be a CPU. The reason is that, you know, the world changes so much. There's so many things that's going on. And if you have a CPU, every information is on your fingertips. But my CPU hopefully will be a forever and it doesn't die. Because that's the first part of our, when we get old, that's the one that goes to be old also. So my brain, a CPU.
A CPU, central processing unit, right? A CPU. Did I get it right?
Right.
Okay, yay. Thank you, Greta. Now we want to hear it from our region chair from Greater Houston Region, Margarita. Hi, Margarita.
Hello, good evening, everybody.
Good evening.
Yeah.
Good evening, Margarita. Go ahead, answer the question.
Yes, if there is any magic wand I like to change is my mobility, you know, as the society has changed, we need to be moving around very freely. And not only the mobility help us to learn more, and also we can conclude and go with the moving trend. I really, really like, because of my work, 30 years as a restaurant owner, I have new knees, new hips, is all replaced. So if I have a magic, I like to be a good mobility because I can go around and join a lot of activities to promote PACC.
Wow, Margarita. So do you have like a bionic body now?
Yes,
because of the replacement.
Yes.
No wonder why you're everywhere.
Yes. Every time I go through the airport, it's ding, 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 ding.
So do you have to explain all the time?
No, I don't think so, because they can see.
They already know.
Knee replacement, hip replacement. So I never explain, because on the machine, they can see all the replacement.
And already see it. Wow. Well, thank you, Margarita. Bionic
woman. Oh, no problem.
No wonder.
I will be Wonder Woman in the future. Yeah. Very soon. Very soon.
Oh, okay. We'll wait for that, Margarita. Yeah, that's not impossible to happen, Margarita. I wonder what would be the answer of our regional vice chair from Rio Grande Valley, Rodora. Let's bring in Rodora.
If there is one part of my body that I can innovate, I would choose my heart, because in the heart is the passion, the commitment, the dedication, and the patience, love, most important, and all the features of a strong heart. And, you know, we have a saying that nothing is worth doing if your heart is not on it. And then love can move mountains. So I think everything must come from the heart, and it will, the rest will follow. Yeah.
Wow. So we have the brain, we have mobility, which means probably your hands and, you know, legs, right, Margarita, and heart. I wonder what will be the answer of our region chair from Greater San Antonio. Let's bring in Jean. Jean Carangal. Hi, Jean.
Hello. Good evening, everyone. Good evening and good morning, everyone. All right. So if I had a, I'm trying to focus my computer. All right, here we go. All right. So if I had a magic wand, I would upgrade my eyes into a heads-up display. Mm-hmm. Basically, my own personal computer interface that only I can see. So just imagine having a teleprompter right in front of your line of sight during presentations. And so you'd be, or being able to scan your surroundings and instantly get reminders about what needs to be done. So So even better, it could analyze conversations in real time and give me prompts or suggestions on how to respond. So now that's going to make like networking and meetings way less stressful. It's to be like having a superpower for focus, organization, and communication all right in front of me, but invisible to everyone else. Or, you
wow,
know,
Gene, it's like
I never lose my hair. That's a pretty solid innovation too.
But going back to your eyesight, I was thinking about Mission Impossible, you know?
Exactly.
So that is not impossible to happen. Yep.
That would be my upgrade.
Okay, thank you, Gene. Upgrade. So let's hear from the region chair of the Greater Austin, Joyce. What would be your upgrade or innovation, Joyce?
Okay, so for me, it would be my stomach because I have food sensitivities. So I would want it to be able to process and really just filter the healthy things so that if I don't eat healthy, it'll just flush it all out and I can eat whatever I want and not have to worry about like gaining weight or getting sick or anything like that.
Yeah, so we can go to San Antonio and feast there, right? Because they're always serving a lot of food. Right, Gene?
The barbecue.
Yeah, we'll talk about that later. Well, thank you so much with all this innovation. I was thinking about brain too, like, you know, just like Greta. But for me, it's more of like instant learning and memory upload and instant download of knowledge also, like a Wi-Fi kind of thing. So I don't have to Google or whatever, use my computer, and just like Gene too.
Right.
I'm just thinking, okay, well, just be uploaded and downloaded into my brain. Wouldn't be that nice that you're not gonna have to go through a lot of things, reading and all that. But I don't know also if that's gonna be a good thing. I mean, we have to learn the skills, right? So, but anyway, that's why we innovate to cope with the changes that is around us right now, so we can not only survive but also thrive and be successful. So well, thank you so much for all those answers. Interesting. If we put them all together, we're gonna have a superhero in our one superhero, right? Well, actually each one is already superhero if you have that superpower, right? But yeah, well, anyway, to all our amazing viewers, keep posting your shout outs, greetings, and we'll read them when we get back after this short break. So don't go away. We'll be right back. Welcome back to PACC TX Connect, episode 5 already. And we have some comments here that I'd like to read from our viewers. Let's put it in there. This is from Niels Santos Hansen. Niels from DFW. Hello, everyone. So delighted to see you all. Next time, join us, Niels. Okay. And we have from Alfonso Lucin, of course, from Greater Austin. He said, more lechon. Okay. I like that. Alfonso. And then what do we have? Hi, everyone from our chamber, of course. Okay. So, again, thank you for those amazing answers. I really wanted, if ever, you know, to live that kind of life, like, you know, maabutan sana natin yung ganong technology, right? Now, let's go to a more serious discussion, which is actually the topic for our tonight episode. And this is, of course, for our viewers and also to our members and non-members, all our business owners, entrepreneurs, professionals in our community. So tonight we'll be talking about innovation, because innovation doesn't just mean having the latest technology, you know, as we have discussed earlier about, you know, what we want to change in our body. You know, it means actually finding better ways to solve problems, you know, to serve our clients, if you're in the business, our patients, right? And of course, stay ahead of this, you know, ever-changing world. Now, we have some questions that we'll be asking our panelists, and we want to hear their thoughts. And for the viewers, again, feel free to post your comments or your questions, and we'll try to address them throughout the live show. So let's bring in the first question here. Okay. All right, AI automation. So let's take a closer look of how business in our community are using AI, automation, and technologies. So I'll ask Jean to explore how AI, automation, and other technologies are being adopted by businesses in the community purposely to improve efficiency and customer experience. Go ahead, Jean.
Okay, so actually I'm going to talk about what we do here at PACC GSA. So when I first joined, we were running just on pure passion, but our processes were like old school and honestly, they were pretty exhausting. So we realized we were doing the same manual repetitive work as everyone else, and it was holding us back. So we made two big shifts. One is, the first we did is a digital transformation, and then fully embracing an AI first mindset. And this is how it's playing it out. So digital transformation, we moved our core operations online. So we centralize our member management. We're automating our event signups. We're making and just trying to make all of our communication seamless. And then we've been fully utilizing AI for smarter operations for event planning. We use AI, artificial intelligence, to analyze like past attendance and engagement. So that helps us schedule events when our members are most likely to join. And then we also pick topics that they care about. We also use AI for content creation and social media. So we currently use like AI tools to help us draft and schedule posts. We use Facebook and Instagram insights to guide us to like the best times to publish. We're using Midjourney to generate custom and then this culturally relevant images, just stunning images. For video content or optimization, we use AI-powered tools, like we use Opus Clip to automatically convert our live streams and event recordings into reels, short engaging reels on Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok. And actually, we also do it on LinkedIn. And that saves us just hours of manual editing. If we have a live event that's like an hour long, it only takes maybe 5 minutes to generate the clips. And before, it used to be 1 hour per clip. We also created custom AI, custom GPTs. So these are GPTs for every major function. We have a custom GPT for drafting press releases, brainstorming event ideas, automation of member communications, sponsorship outreach, and then also with, helps us with grant applications. So these tools help us with the research, and so we can draft and we can track grant applications more effectively. And then this is really critical for our financial sustainability. And then after every major event, we run retrospectives, and we use AI to quickly analyze feedback and engagement data. And this keeps us just spot on what worked, what didn't, and we make real-time improvements for future events. So that's how we use AI in PACCGSA.
Well, thank you, Gene. So AI is actually your great helper from the beginning to the end, right? Like planning, execution, and even after the event, analyzing the results. So, we always hear AI everywhere anyway. But I'd like to highlight there is that it improve efficiency, like the time used to take a very long time to finish one video editing. But because of AI, you know, it's definitely much, much shorter. So that means you have more time to do other stuff. So, yeah, AI automation, I love them in my business as well. So if you're not yet using AI and automation and all that, you're going to be behind. So if you have any question as to the tools that Gene mentioned, you can send a message to our show, to their Facebook page of Greater San Antonio, or just directly message them if you want to know more. All right. So that's their, can you please show it again? There you go. That's their website. You can also send them a message there. All right. Well, thank you, Gene. Now let's talk about ways the companies of all sizes, big, small, startups. Let's talk about how they can build a culture that supports creativity and also encourage risk taking and drives continuous improvement. So let's ask Rodora. Hi, Rodora. Could you please share some strategies for creating an environment that encourages creativity, risk taking, and of course, continuous improvement within companies of all sizes? Hi, Rodora. There, we can hear you now.
Okay, you can hear me? Yes, okay.
Yes.
So first, I think I would start with cultivating a culture of supportive environment where everyone that encourage the employees and the people that you work with to have an open communication. They feel safe in showing their innovations, that they can explore, experiment, and they can take risks if they feel that they are safe and their mistakes are not going to be judged. And I think another thing is there's going to be a constant feedback from your employees and data gathering, because it's very important that you accumulate the data of what they are doing, and if it is, like, you know, have positive results. And all of these things that we're doing, like innovation, is by introducing something new to the organization where it can improve and it can develop, and look, the organization will look better. And in the end, it's gonna increase the income of the company. So the innovation must come from the employee that we hire. And if they're comfortable getting out of their comfort zone by creating new things and by taking risks, and they know that they are accepted and encouraged, then I think that's how we can foster an environment of, you know, people that focus on innovation and creating new things.
Well, thank you, Rodora. Actually, yeah, I like that, because, you know, the only constant thing in this world is change itself. So let's not be scared to try new things. And sometimes technology could be very scary because we don't know it. Something that we don't know usually scares us, right? But because this really happens, it's inevitable that change will happen. We have to be more welcoming, and not just welcoming us to people, but also to ideas. Mistakes
and
could happen.
Mistakes and be That's forgiving. Right.
Forgiving, yes. I like that.
But forgiving, nagkamali.
Wag naman i-judge.
Yes, yes.
You're right.
Because the only way they can get out of their comfort zone if they know that they're not going to be judged. And, you know.
Yeah. Free to express their ideas, you know, great ideas. Because ideas, if it's just in your mind, it's not there, it's useless. So
not be afraid to take from the younger generation, because they are more modern. They grew up in the, you know, technology world. So, like, you know, we older generation were set with our ways, but the young generation, they just left school. So they learn about the latest trend and what to do and how to do things. So maybe we should be more open to them. Even though they're young and they're new, we should encourage them to sometimes take the lead and not just be set in our ways. Like, because I see it happens all the time, like some older generation that's been there for a long time, they're not open to change. They're not open to the younger generation bringing in new ideas. So
that's right. Don't dismiss them. Yeah, that's right. We listen to the younger minds.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Thank you, Redora. Thank you. Okay. And now let's talk about simple, practical ways that business can adopt digital tools, you know, e-commerce and online marketing. Of course, the purpose is to attract more clients, new customers, and make the operation smoother. So let's ask Joyce. Maybe she can share some practical tips for businesses to adopt digital tools, e-commerce, and online marketing to reach new customers and streamline operations in the business. Go ahead, Joyce.
Hi, thank you, Eileen. So yes, definitely we are now in the digital world. you know, like even for example, nobody carries cash anymore. So making sure businesses have access to online type of payment, right? Whether it's through Square or anything, even if they're the smaller businesses, maybe some company or some of, especially here in Austin, there are members who love to, you know, offer cooking of baked goods or whatever. They must have a type, like whether it's Venmo, PayPal, or any type of online payment that should be easily accessible. And also, that's all part of the e-commerce, right? Being able to trade services and products online, and marketing as well. Just being able to brand yourself digitally. It's nowadays, it's like, you know, you have a few minutes to catch people's attention to be able to market yourself on Facebook or Instagram. So it has to be attractive. So the use of Canva is very useful because you can just design whatever you need. Even like virtual backgrounds on Zoom, you could personalize it through Canva. Canva does a lot of things, right? So I think those are some of the key things as a business that's very important to have or be able to utilize. And so that's like, especially for us here in Austin, we like to focus on that and how we can help our members be able to, even like as simple as Canva, like Redora was saying earlier, you know, we have some seniors who don't even know how to use certain things, and we'd love to be able to use that. And those partnerships that we have with the Philip Kingo Young Professionals, you know, we're learning a lot from them because they are just on top of their game. When they set something, you know, it's all set. And so we're learning to also do some of the things that they do, and in order to streamline the chamber's processes.
Thank you, Joyce. You know, I remember that Canva thing. If you're not into creativity, sometimes some people are into just thinking, writing, you know, but creativity maybe not there. And it's hard to create a very very interesting presentation because you have the idea, you have the concept, but how are you going to present it interestingly, right? To the listeners, to your audience. So now here comes Canva, which is an innovative tool to help us deliver such an amazing presentation in a short, you know, and prepare for, in a short period of time. So yeah, I remember asking also young generations, how do you do this? Simple technology sometimes, even just on your phone. Like, how do I use this AI thing on my phone, your Facebook and all that? So yeah, Just like what Rodora said, as them, they narrow the younger generation because they're using them. So,
yes.
All right. Well, thank you, Joyce. And now I'd like to know more about, okay, so we have all these tools available online, but of course, you know, nothing comes free. So we need some fundings, we need some resources. How are we gonna find these resources? So I'm gonna call Greta. And Greta, please share some insights on grants, investments, partnerships, and government programs available to support innovation-driven initiatives. I know DFW is great at this one.
All right. Well, you know, in the past, currently, we use the traditional fundraising. You know, we do the shows, we do mixers, we do a lot of things that we can get people together, and hopefully they see the value of PAC. But we're lucky that we have no representative on our group to be in the grants and the grants committee. And I think that I truly believe, because I'm in the medical field, that grant probably is the best way for us to get some funding. The others that we do, we spend so much time, effort, and it really, we don't yield much. But I think that if we really look into what there is out there, you know, the government is giving so much money, and the only thing that we really need to do is find it. And I think that this group.
Greta is froze. Yeah, is she back?
Money to there. Fund whatever we really want to do to pay back our community. So to me, I really don't have a specific grant or information that I can share with you. That's something hopefully that will come in the future as we work through the grant committee.
Thank you, Greta. And you mentioned grant committee. We have our grants committee at our state level, and of course also from the region. And it so happened we have our chair here. Jean, you want to pitch in something quickly about grants?
So the grant committee that was formed is really geared towards finding opportunities for all five regions. So what we're doing is we are splitting up into different roles. So we have, there's a research team, and then there's a region representative. So the research team is the one that's supposed to take a look at the database of grants and see what is eligible, and then assign it for each region. And the region representative is supposed to work with the region, the individual regions, to figure out what their grant needs are, you know, what needs to be funded. And so taking that strategic approach will hopefully, you know, we'll be able to target the grants that would be the best fit for us to grant, to ensure greater success.
Yes. And with a team of great minds working together, doing all this research, helping each other, collaborating, definitely we'll be able to help each other be successful in their field, in their business, and of course, in the different regions. And now, it also helps if you have some connections, where to find, or people who can actually share resources, or where to find these resources. And so we'd like to explore on how businesses can team up with other entities, the school and local government, to boost innovation and grow the economy, basically to help us also fund our projects and programs. So Margarita is really well connected to the community. You're a perfect person to actually talk about this. So please walk us through how businesses can work together collaboratively and also with local government to drive innovation and economic growth. Margarita?
Hi. For me, I think the greatest problem we have right now is time, technique, always changing. We have to be on the top of everything. So every time I go out and look for partners, usually they will ask, what do you do in your chamber? So I explain to them what we do and the sources that we have. And I think the very first thing I have to do is myself. Every time I go out and I give people my business card, but now I learn how to use the phone for the digital business card instead of, you know, paper, you know, that is very useful. People doesn't want to have that piece of paper anymore. So I learn how to do the business card in the phone. So people may know me right away. In this case, I have teamed up with the Houston Public Services Precinct 4. They are willing to give us funding for our AI. And we have our AI speaker series this June 26th. We have an AI speaker series, which is the speaker is not yet to confirm, but we are going to have a AI explanation and techniques to help our PSCC in Houston to know more and how to deal with the new technology. So I am looking forward to the speaker series on June 26th. Wow, I hope everybody can come. We have a Zoom. So if you cannot come, we have a Zoom link for everybody.
Oh, we can share that to our audience as well, right?
Yes.
Yeah, well, thank you, Margarita. So that reminds me, Margarita is always, you know, out there in the community, connecting, collaborating with different chambers of commerce, with the Asian Chamber of Commerce, Korean Chamber of Commerce, Vietnamese, and even government officials who are willing to support and provide assistance, just like what she's saying about, you know, providing assistance in terms of the use of AI, and even speakers who are willing to share knowledge to our members and to the community. So yes, definitely. That's how we make connections. That's how we keep our local government invested in terms of boosting innovation in the community, not just in the business world, but in the community in general. Well, thank you. But we'll continue this discussion. And when we come back after a short break, we will know more about the events and programs that we have in line for all of you from the different regions. So we'll talk more about that when we come back. So stay tuned.
Journey to Self-Discovery and Mastery. Be Bold, Why Not? Season 6 with MJ Concepcion every Monday, 8 p.m. CST. Don't miss out.
Where every conversation is welcome at the table. This is Pink Table Talk with Dr. Carly D. Every Wednesday, 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. Rice, spice, and everything nice. Welcome to the Philippine food scene with Adobo Queen, Nancy Reyes Lumen of Commissary Kitchen. Every Thursday, 8 p.m. CST, Monday, 9 a.m. Philippine time.
And we're back. Thank you so much for staying with us. This is our live show, PACCTX Connect. And we are now here in the portion of our program where we will hear what's happening in different regions. So if you happen to be in that region, you will know where to go, what to do, and how you're going to adjust your calendar, because there's so much happening in the community. So let's hear it from our different regions. So let's start with, okay, we'll start with Margarita, since you already started talking. Oh, who's this? Which group is this? Oh, RGV. RGV, you can go ahead. RGV, go ahead. Rodora, we can't, maybe you're muted.
Sorry.
You want to check your microphone?
Okay, there you go. So the flyer that you're seeing in the screen is the one for June the 7th. The lead organization would be PACC and the Arnoco Tate Foundation. And it's to celebrate our Philippine Independence Day. We just received the message from our Consul General for the event, and we're practicing hard to make it a spectacular event for the community. So that's what we have right now. And of course, in September, we have the consular outreach, right, Doc?
Yes.
September 18, 13?
13 and 14.
13 and 14. So that's what we have in that's going to happen.
Sure. Yeah, I'm pretty sure this will be spectacular. Yeah. Knowing the RGV team, you always deliver the, you know, an amazing event, especially colorful festival. I'm pretty sure of that. So watch out for the Filipino festival in Rio Grande Valley. Thank you, Rodora. Now let's hear from Greater San Antonio. There's so much things happening in San Antonio. Gene?
So June is a very busy month for the Filipino American community here in San Antonio. So here's what's on the calendar. So tomorrow is going to be Finance and Friends Social Meetup. It's a great way for networking and learning, bringing together professionals to talk about finance, share stories, and then build meaningful connections. And it's going to be a very chill setting. Actually, and then later that day is going to be, that evening is going to be the 40th day rosary, honoring the victims of the Vancouver Lapu-Lapu Day Festival. So we're going to gather to honor and remember the victims from the Lapu-Lapu Day Festival, the massacre. The 40th day rosary is both a tradition and a moment for collective healing and support. And then next week, we have the city proclamation. City of San Antonio will officially proclaim Philippine Independence Day, recognizing the contributions, the vibrant culture of the Philippine community. It is a proud moment for all of us and a testament to our growing presence in the region. And after that, this is a joint partnership with the Organization of Filipinos in Texas, this Independence Day Gala. So it's a formal gala celebrating Filipino Independence Day. They have cultural performances, inspiring speakers, and a chance to connect with leaders and change makers in the community. And then the next day is the Filipino Barbecue Throwdown Street Food Fest. So it's happening June 15th. The signature event is more than just a barbecue competition. It is a street food festival with authentic Filipino vendors, live cultural performances, family activities, a celebration of both Father's Day and Philippine Independence Day. Plus, a portion of the proceeds supports disaster-affected communities in the Philippines and locally. So whether you're looking to network, honor our heritage, or just enjoy some amazing Filipino food, there's something for everyone this month.
All right. Well, thank you, Gene. There's a lot of things going on in San Antonio. Networking, celebration, and barbecue. Love that. And timely for the celebration of Father's Day next weekend, right? Father's Day is Sunday next weekend. All right. Okay, well, Dallas-Fort Worth, Greta, what's going on in Dallas?
All right. Well, I think you just kind of attended our Kalayaan 2025 here in Dallas.
Yes.
And
congratulations, by the way. Greta is the lead person of that amazing event. Congratulations.
Just like anything else, you know, PAC, RPAC, Dallas-Fort Worth is partnered with so many organizations here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. I think we have 13 Filipino-American organizations. So that's our partnership that we have built with everybody else. And we're almost always present in any event that they have. It's kind of expensive, but you know what? It's just money. And I think it's the relationships that we build. So we are really grateful that you came and PAC has sponsored or donated some money for that Kalayaan 2025. It's an event, a very memorable event, I think. And we do this every year. And we thank PAC for that. Also in the future, and this is going to be a big project, and I'm not going to bust Nils' balloon in here because I think that this is something that she could talk more about it. But we're looking into a career job fair here in Dallas-Fort Worth sometime in the fall, and that will be probably one of our biggest event for the DFW area. This is for our young people, all people that are seeking for jobs. And there's going to be a lot of organizations that will be represented. And this is our connection with the educational system. You know, Remington is going to be helping us with this. So we're not only looking into how do we improve our businesses, but how do we improve the community by providing a segue for our young people and our people that are looking for better jobs or better opportunity to serve the community. Thank you.
Thank you, Greta. Yes, I'm so glad that I went there and get to experience the celebration of Independence Day there. Very colorful, very patriotic. I really mean that. I was like, oh, I feel so proud to be Filipino. Thank you, Greta. All right, Austin, what's going on in Austin, Joyce?
Okay, so next Friday, we have our North Austin Area Blend. This is something that we have every second Friday of each month. We have, it's more of like a coffee and conversation at Lamppost Coffee in downtown Round Rock. It's come and go. People just come and, you know, it's a very organic way to network with other people. And we've gotten members from there as well. And then the next event that we have the following week, so every third Wednesday of each month, we have our exclusive co-working day where you just come, especially those who just run their own businesses, you come and we all work together. It is located at the Greenway Central or Cover Desk office in North Austin. And that's pretty much from 9 till 3. Just come and go. So those are the two main ones that we have this month. And we decided not to have anything in celebration of Philippine Independence Day because we have several events going on within the Austin community. And we'd like to be able to do that to support others and the barbecue throwdown.
Barbecue.
You're doing a barbecue throwdown.
Yes. All right. Well, good to know that, you know, that co-working is really it's an innovative approach as well. So if you're in Austin area, you want to try that once. If you want to know more, just go to their website or their Facebook page. Actually, if you want to know more of all these the events of all the regions, just go to their website or Facebook. Now, Margarita, although Margarita already started talking about this, their event this June, what else do you have in Greater Houston, Margarita?
Yes. First of all, we are going to celebrate 127 Independence Day on June 12th. It's a gala, and we will be there. And I think I talked to Nils. She will be here in Houston, so she will join us in the event. We are very proud to have that. I think it is our very first Independence Day gala because previous years we have invited singers to come in the big center. So this is our very first gala. And on June 26th, we have our speaker series, which is talking about AI. Instructor is coming to let us know what is going on the new technical world. And on the June 28th, Pastor Jerry had teamed up with our PSCC in doing the very first Pistan Cristiano is for all the young people for the basketball tournament. I have the flyer. I think we are going to show the flyer tomorrow. We are not ready for the flyer yet, but I know tomorrow will be ready. It is from 8 to 4. It's in Methodist, first Filipino Methodist Church in Kirkwood. So that is Pistan Cristiano. And aside from that, we have June 29, which is we team up with Southwest District for the Liberty Festival in celebrating 4th of July. So we are going to be there, have a table and promoting PSCC Greater Houston. And after that, 9 o'clock, we have the fireworks in celebration of 4th of July.
Oh, Margarita, that's going to be a lot of busy days. Will you be attending all those events?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, perfect. See, that's why you have bionic body.
Yes, she will be there.
That's good. I'll try my best also to be there. Well, this is really an amazing conversation. We have a lot of comments. We're just going to go through all quickly. But for questions, maybe we'll just address them after the show. We can send them a message, because there are some interesting questions here. So let's show those comments and the greetings and questions. So from Neil, she has a question. Question for innovation in business: how do you evaluate the risk versus reward of investing in innovative ideas? So Neil, we'll try to send you our answers. So either one of us or all of us can probably send you a DM to answer that or reply to this comment. Now, Orly Design has an interesting question. BACC GSA, Greater San Antonio, how is Gina Ortiz Jones performing in the San Antonio mayoral runoff election? So maybe Jean can answer that question by replying to your post. And Joanne LaMadrid from Austin, in business, can you give us the top 10 business innovations that every company should have?
Innovations.
Yeah. All right. So, yeah, anybody can reply to that. And Rob, can we please show that again? Rob Roque, he's still in the Philippines, right? Congratulations, Greta and DFW community. Yeah. And from Bobby Reyes, he says, good evening, everyone. All right, we done? Thank you so much. I know we want to address them, but we don't have much time. Maybe next time we'll have longer time. But for now, it's time for us to say bye. So I want to hear it from the region. Your last, just give me a phrase that you want the audience to remember. Let's start with Joyce.
Thank you, everyone. I don't know, innovation is good. Welcome change, embrace change.
What is your tagline again in Austin?
Our tagline in Austin is better together.
Better together, yay. And Jean?
So our tagline is growth, sustainability, and advocacy.
All right. And Greta?
I would say innovation is always excellent.
Of course. And Rodora?
Well, our tagline is connecting businesses and building a stronger community.
Awesome. And Margarita?
Yes, our tagline is to serve. So we are all here to give resources to everybody, to our members, in order to improve their business.
All right. Well, thank you so much, everyone. To all our viewers, thank you for your comments and greetings. Don't forget don't forget to follow Philippine American Chamber of Commerce of Texas and our regional chambers social media group. Thank you, Lawin, for producing this show. Lawin Media Network again. We'll see you next time, PACCTX Connect, where we highlight the voices and victories of our community. We'll see you next week. Oh no, next month for Wednesday of the Mind, 8:30 p.m. Central Time. That will be 9:30 a.m. Thursday in the Philippines. See y'all. Bye.
Bye. Thank you.